This is a Defocus Media production.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the 2020 podcast, bringing clarity to business, entrepreneurship, and life. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me here to learn and to grow. If you're new here, do not forget to hit subscribe if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit subscribe, hit like, and leave us a review or leave us a comment. Let us know what you took away from this episode. What was it that you really found valuable? Because I know there's going to be a few things in this conversation that you find valuable for sure. Now, if you're in the eye care space, you've probably heard a little bit about red light therapy or low-level laser therapy and the potential positive implications or benefits to our eyes. There was actually a recent study out of the UK that showed when older patients, patients above the age of 40, stared at a certain wavelength of red light for an extended period of time, their visual acuity, their retinal sensitivity, and mitochondrial activity in the photoreceptors increased. So pretty incredible results from that. And if you're in the dry eye space, then you probably have heard of low-level laser therapy, which is a way to stimulate the meibomian glands in our eyelids to improve dry eye symptoms. So pretty cool new things coming out in the world of red light. Now, I want to take a step back in this episode and learn a little bit more about what actually is happening with red light and what are the benefits to us as a whole in our mental health and overall physical health and wellness. And I'm very excited to have Cameron Russell, who is one of the co-founders of the Above Club, which is creating products that are simple and easy to use for high performers and entrepreneurs. And one of the products or multiple products they carry are based on red light therapy. So Cameron, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Really appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, likewise, Javier. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, my pleasure. So Cameron, before we jump into the red light stuff, you know, you and I were chatting and I find it really interesting. It's in the kind of the subtitle of the show, right? This is for entrepreneurs. It's about entrepreneurship, this podcast. Definitely. And you definitely are, you know, you're a young guy, but you're definitely in the entrepreneurship space. Oh, give me a little bit of a backstory. What led you to here to starting your own company?
Yeah, definitely. I love thinking about the journey because not only is it motivational for myself when I think back to it, but I think anyone's journey, and it's always good to look back to where you've come from. And so for myself, I'm a 23 entrepreneur, and I'd also consider myself a marketer, salesman. And really, it all started when my mom, you know, started dating this guy, and he ultimately was the first guy I've ever really engaged with that owned a business. And I still remember walking into his collision repair center and seeing all this stuff that was his. And at that point, I'm like, wow, like this is all his. And from that point on, I became obsessed with business, obsessed with entrepreneurship. I didn't really fully understand what it was at the time, but I just knew like I wanted that. I wanted to have that freedom, that control, the independence that really business and entrepreneurship provides. You know, it can be hard to get there, but ultimately that's the goal. And so from that point on, you know, I've gone through multiple businesses, you know, where buying and selling, you know, different clothing to going and starting, joining, you know, the classical MLMs. And then ultimately I found my first success pretty early on at first year of college, where I went into a program called StudentWorks Painting. Amazing opportunity for any, you know, young entrepreneurs, striving entrepreneurs out there to go and run your own painting business, and generated about 90% of my sales through door to door. That was my first real go at door to door. And, you know, really grateful for the opportunity, as much as, you know, in the time, it's not the funnest stuff. But that led me ultimately to come out west, which I did another full year of door to door selling pest control. Again, after those 2 years, I really felt unstoppable, because the confidence that you really gain and the, you know, just the clarity on human behavior, I think that also comes into play when you're knocking on thousands of strangers' doors and interacting with them and seeing how they interact. And so that really opened my mind up to the human behavior side and how that plays into marketing. And that's when I really got into marketing, and, you know, digital marketing obviously is the main thing now. But before really capitalizing on that for myself, I did go into some different experiences with other companies, with my most recent one where I was the director of growth marketing. And through that, I led them on through the early stages of COVID-19 to actually grow their MRR, their reoccurring revenue, by $30,000 within the first 3 months or so of COVID before resigning. And when I ended up resigning, I resigned basically to jump right into e-com. And I've always had a passion for the product space and really understanding the concept that, like Steve Jobs did, if you can really perfect one experience around one product, that becomes infinitely scalable. And that to me becomes really exciting because I'm very particular about the details and very analytical about a lot of this stuff. So if I can just focus my time and effort on one experience and get that down right, then that can be scaled out. So through all that, I've learned, you know, so much, mainly through trial and error. I never saw formal education as a huge part of my learning. So I really relied on that self-education through, you know, door to door, through reading, through, you know, going to seminars, listening to different mentors that I looked up to in various spaces. But all that to be said, it has now come the time to really take on my own venture. And I've been lucky enough to partner with two amazing guys, Colin and Braden, which has made our team here at Above Club. And we're really excited to get this off the ground and bring education back to light, which, you know, I'm sure we're going to talk to, because it's a huge topic. And light is the forgotten energizer of the modern world for many reasons, but it's time to hopefully bring that back into our life of modern living.
Yeah, for sure, man. We're definitely going to dive into the light side of things. Before we go on, I want to give a big shout out to Colin and Braden. They were supposed to be on the call today, but unfortunately unable to make it, unfortunately due to poor scheduling on my part. But we miss you, Colin and Braden. Wish you could have been here. Hopefully we'll have them on another call. But I want to go back to something you were just saying about the door-to-door sales. So now something that I've just learned, now I didn't do door-to-door myself, but I've seen personally, I know people who have, or I know, like, you know, other entrepreneurs who will speak to the fact that they did door-to-door sales. And there's something about that experience. Everybody always tells the story that they did door-to-door. There's something about that somehow hardened them, that sort of like just got them some kind of a skill that maybe you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. Can you touch on what you think that is exactly happens in that process?
Definitely. So the two main things that I probably mentioned is the confidence piece, you know, and not only confidence in business, but just confidence in life, you know, knowing that you can just pretty much do everything. Like if you can knock on a stranger's door that wasn't expecting you, start a conversation, build rapport, close them. And in my case, you know, close them on $1,000, $2,000 deal right at the door within an hour of talking to them. That gives you confidence that you can do just about anything, right? Because that, if you can do that, you can do pretty much anything in terms of business. But then also it comes to, you know, being a young dude talking to girls, right? Like going and talking to girls. If you, again, you can talk to a stranger, you can talk to a girl, right? So it comes down to confidence, the first thing. But then it also really drives into that human behavior that I mentioned. And for me and the kind of person I am, I'm extremely analytical and very strategic. And so understanding like those triggers and understanding like if you say certain things or if you talk in a certain manner, you can get different responses from not only one human, but multiple, because as humans, we're very alike. As much as we don't like to admit that, we're very alike. And so if you can understand that human behavior side, that is huge, because now you can really, instead of looking at the micro interaction right there, you can now look at the macro and say, what's the next two steps ahead? What's the next 10 steps ahead? Whether it is, you know, you're trying to sell something, you're in a bigger deal that's going to take 3-4 months to close, whatever that looks like, you know, understanding what those levers are, those emotional levers, has really at least opened my eyes on door to door. But then ultimately I've developed that because I really fell in love with that thought process of understanding how humans really tick. But by far, if you talk to any door-to-door sales guy, it's going to be confidence. Like confidence and communication, like those two pieces, hands down, like the biggest things you're going to probably learn from there.
That makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. If you have the confidence to just stand up and knock on all those doors and meet all these brand new people and go through that whole conversation. And it probably is super scary in the beginning, and then you just slowly get better and better and more comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's truly applicable in my space too, you know, like in the exam room. Now, if we're bringing in a new technology that treats a certain type of eye condition, and I want the patient, I truly believe the patient could benefit from this treatment, but they're going to have to pay out of pocket $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever it might be. You know, I got to have the confidence to speak to it properly to help them see what the benefits are and be willing or comfortable telling them it's going to cost you this much, right? Yeah. And that, from my personal experience, I didn't do door-to-door. So I think I'm learning it now in my career from seeing all my patients and trying to promote these different products or services that we have. So it's better you do it at a younger age. It'll help you out later on.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to talk about the Above Club. So first of all, tell me about the name. Tell me where the name comes. I think it's a cool name. You guys have amazing branding. So tell me about the name. Where does it come from? What's kind of the meaning behind it, if there is one?
Definitely. And there definitely is a meaning. You know, I think ultimately, when we first set out on the business, we really wanted to create a community. And we're going to see that as we roll out, you know, just some context for the listener. We just launched 3-4 days ago, the brand itself. And so part of what you're going to see from the Above Club is community. And obviously that the name itself entails community. It entails this group that is doing something. And then the Above Club as a whole really symbolizes going above, right? And although we don't really talk about, you know, being above everybody else, it's bringing really humans in the collective consciousness elevate that as a whole. And that's really what the Above Club entails and stands for, is how can we as a brand create a community and create a movement that's ultimately going to elevate the mind and body, and then in turn raise the collective consciousness of humans. I think we're at a really critical point in like history, I guess you could really call it, through what's going on, specifically with the pandemic, specifically with, you know, how the American psyche, specifically over here in Western society, is, it's very unstable. And we want to bring that back, tighten that back up, and ultimately raise it up to allow people to understand the full potential that they are themselves as creators on this earth, because everyone has the ability to become something amazing. But I don't think we're told that a lot. And I don't think we're shown that, especially with how, you know, technology's advanced, social media, the current state of, you know, politics, and the current state of, you know, the Western society. And so the name really just symbolizes elevating the mind and body and doing so in a very forward fashion.
That's awesome. And I like that, you know, raising society, humanity together as a club, obviously as a community. I think that's cool. And well, let's talk about Red Light. So the main product that you have launched with is multiple versions of Red Light devices and Red Light therapy. So let's talk about it. If you can give us like sort of a shortened version of what's happening with Red Light. If I'm holding a Red Light device close to my skin, what is the benefit of that? Kind of what's happening on somewhat of a cellular level?
Definitely. So for some context there, I'll explain two things. One, you know, what light really is for anyone that doesn't understand, because the biggest thing is light is misunderstood. Hence why it's the one area that we don't look at when, as an entrepreneur, we're looking to optimize ourself, looking to optimize our environment. We don't take into consideration the lights that are turned on or not turned on in our house or in our work environment, what kind of light we're absorbing. So light as a whole is ultimately radiation that's radiating in the form of a wave known as a wavelength. And there's the spectrum of light, and then there's a visible spectrum. So the spectrum of light includes light that is not, you know, visible to the human eye, such as gamma rays, and then on another spectrum, radio waves. And then infrared is kind of more within our wheelhouse, that is actually produced through our red light devices. But then you have the visible spectrum, and the visible spectrum is things like blue light, which, as any entrepreneur, digital entrepreneur knows in today's day and age, It is harmful to our eyes. And, you know, I know Oxford and Kent, you guys actually have a line of blue light blocking glasses, I believe, right?
Yeah.
That's right. So that it's interesting because light is coming to the surface in more of the negative manner that, oh, light's bad, which a lot of light is bad, but there's also some good wavelengths. And so to understand what that is, we need to understand what wavelengths are. The longer it is, the easier it is to penetrate, and the deeper it can penetrate into our skin. The shorter it is, the more shallow it penetrates, and the more energy it holds to penetrate, typically on a very surface level. Hence why blue light, being the shorter wavelength, will actually penetrate us on a more shorter or shallower level, and then more energy that in large amounts isn't good, and in specifically our eyes isn't good. Mm-hmm. There's other
that
things such as
why, you know, UV kind of gives us skin issues and things like that.
100%. And that explains also why it's hard to go to sleep after staring at a screen, right? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, and with, you know, understanding light a little bit more, we then look at what a red light therapy device actually is. And it comes in many forms, but ours particularly is the Apollo series, which is a series of different sized lighting devices that kind of look like a big rectangle, and then has a bunch of lights on the front face of it that emit red and near infrared. So those two wavelengths are so far right now the only two wavelengths known to give just enough energy to our body and in just the right amount that it can actually be beneficial in precision doses, depending on the amount of energy that you're getting at one time through it. So red is at 660 nanometers, and near infrared is typically at 850 nanometers. And so the devices that we have range from 12 LEDs all the way up to 900 LEDs. And really the difference between those is how much energy you're actually getting per minute, or, you know, per area of your body, depending on how big the device is and how close it is. So to paint a picture here, if you were to use one of these devices, you want to be keeping it anywhere from 6 inches to 2 feet away, no further than that, or the benefits exponentially drop off because the energy doesn't get absorbed to your body when it's further away. It's not like, especially if people are familiar with infrared saunas, that uses far infrared, so it's completely different. Mm-hmm. Hence why you need to be really close. Where an infrared sauna, you can be pretty big and you can still get the benefits of it. Mm-hmm. So how it actually works, though, and how light actually works, specifically red and near infrared, is when turned on, what's happening is since they're longer wavelengths, they actually can penetrate into the skin. So red light can penetrate down to the skin cells as well as the hair, and then near infrared can penetrate past that into the muscle, the bone, and even the organs of the body. Mm-hmm. Particularly for our case and entrepreneurs, you guys would want to know that it can penetrate into the brain actually, and actually upregulate your focus, your short-term memory, your learning, and your executive decision-making through using it when it's shone on your head. Hmm. So the breakdown of how it really works is ultimately when penetrated, it hits the cells on a cellular level and ultimately hits specifically the mitochondria. For anyone that knows the mitochondria, it's the lifeblood, it's the life currency of our cells, of our body. And that translates into upregulating ATP. You know, for ATP, if anyone knows that, like that's what transfers energy around the body and helps the body rejuvenate, recover, and ultimately turn over cells and create new in our body, essentially. So the process is the light comes in, it hits the mitochondria specifically, upregulates the ATP. The ATP goes and sends out where need be to ultimately create a faster processing or faster recovery time for our body, for our skin, for pretty much any part of the body. It just depends on where you put it. But that's the core breakdown of how, you know, red and near infrared really works.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for that breakdown. And that study that I referenced right in the beginning, where the researchers show that the retinal cells had more sensitivity and better acuity, and that was their theory as well, that the retina has probably the highest concentration of mitochondria of any tissue in the body, and so when that's upstimulated, upregulated, all of a sudden those retinal cells are able to function at a much higher rate. So that's pretty amazing. So who are you would you say is kind of your target audience for the Above Club, and what types of activities would you say that they could, you know, improve in their life by using these devices?
Definitely. That's a great question. So when we set out to start this business, with like any business, right? And I'm sure you guys have a target market that you work with and everyone else does as well. We really, the way we did that was twofold. Looked at what the market currently offers. And, you know, there's lots of competitors out there. And the one thing we noticed across all of the competitors is they're mass marketed. No one's actually looking at one specific segment. There's segments that are naturally drawn towards it because of the use cases, such as athletes or, you know, people that are very concerned about their skin, because those are some very proven use cases for red light. But nobody, being an entrepreneur, and same with Colin and Braden, all of us being entrepreneurs, nobody in the market right now was targeting entrepreneurs, self-starters, high performers, you know, those people that are really trying to squeeze everything out of life and ultimately impact the world for the better. And so when we analyzed not only the market and analyzed who we were and where our network was, it was a natural fit to start with the entrepreneurs. So our core audience right now, you know, we have a two-phase approach, which, you know, is irrelevant, I guess, for this question, but our first initial kind of approach to the market is let's get every entrepreneur involved with the light and getting them optimized with the light. And how that works in an entrepreneur's life, and you know, and when I say entrepreneur, you don't necessarily have to be an entrepreneur. The better way to put it is you have to be a self-starter. You have to be someone that's looking to get more out of life than the average person, right? And so with that, the way someone like that would be using us is through mental acuity, sleep optimization, training and recovery, and overall energy levels. You know, even you can get those tertiary benefits or secondary benefits of skin, hair, like there's so many, but the ones we found that not only us as entrepreneurs look to use red light for, but you know, others that we've talked to so far is raising your mental acuity. All right. So like I mentioned earlier, the learning, you can upregulate your learning, your short-term memory and your decision-making. And then ultimately that leads to better, you know, blood flow in the brain to create better focus. Those are by far the first and foremost use case for any entrepreneur, self-starter out there. Because who doesn't want to be able to think better and make better decisions, right?
Well, I'll tell you that our audience definitely fits that description. Most of the people who are listening to this podcast are working hard in their profession, trying to do more, trying to create more opportunities for themselves. So it definitely sounds like exposing ourselves to more red light deliberately is going to be beneficial. And that's something I definitely need to look into myself now. You know, something that light is interesting as an optometrist, we're kind of taught to be sort of experts on light in general, right? That's part of a big part of our profession. And so obviously lately we talk a lot about blue light, but we just don't get the exposure to light in general the way we should, because we spend so much time indoors, right? Our ancestors going back hundreds or thousands or whatever, however many years, spent most of their lives outdoors getting exposed to the full range of light, and being indoors like we are all the time now means that we're only getting exposed to a very narrow range, like blue light coming off our screens. So, you know, we tell a lot of our patients that just for their eye health in general, spending more time outdoors can be really beneficial. But 100%. If we're going to really focus it down and we want to be super efficient with what we're trying to do, more exposure to red light sounds like a good way to go right now. So 100%. I have a couple questions that I ask at the end of every podcast. Before I ask those, I want to ask you, how can people get in touch with you, or how can people learn more about the Above Club? Where should they go?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, feel free. Don't even worry about me. Definitely go check out our new brand that we just launched at the Above Club on Instagram. And then once this episode is out, our website will be up. So aboveclub.co, that's .co, not .com. And those two spots, definitely check us out. If you really want to reach me, you can on Instagram or on YouTube at Cam Russell. That's RUSSELLE. But the Above Club's the place to be right now.
Awesome, man. At the Above Club on Instagram and aboveclub.co.
Yes.
Online. Awesome. So the last two questions that I ask every guest. Number one, if we could hop in a time machine, you're still a young guy, so you have less years to go back. But if we were to go in a time machine and go back in time to younger Cam, at some point when Cam was struggling, you could tell us what exactly moment comes to mind, or more importantly, I'd like you to share the advice that you would give to your younger self in maybe a difficult time.
So I'd have to go back to when I was in high school. And this was kind of a constant thing that, you know, I always saw myself as someone that was going to go and do more. But when I was in high school, I didn't have anyone that I could look up to and understand how to do more in that time. And I felt very trapped in high school because, you know, the interesting thing about high school is you get set with those friends. You don't choose them like college. You're really like, those are your friends, whether you like it or not. And so a lot of the time they're common interest friends, and they were very constraining to myself. And so if I could go back there and say, really take the time and the effort to go out and try to find someone or find a group of people that can push you up and not limit you, like I really felt during my high school. Because once I got out of that, I really broke through and started making these developments. But the biggest thing, and this comes down, and you know, it's a cliche saying, but it's a very important saying, is like, you are, you know, who the five best friends you surround yourself with, or whatever that goes.
Yeah.
That can't be more true, because your environment is really everything. And so if I could go back and say, man, go out, try to find people. The internet was around then. Obviously, I'm not that old. You know, go out and find people, because it is so critical to be able to be around people that you want to be like and want to strive for.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, your network is your net worth, they say. And you are the average of your, you know, the five people you spend the most time with.
Better put, yes.
I can say that it's definitely very, I think that's very accurate and great advice, man. All right, so the last question. You know, everything that you've done up until this point, everything you've accomplished up until this point, in your experience, how much of it would you say is due to luck and how much is due to hard work?
Well, you know, what is luck? Opportunity plus preparedness. And right. I would say that, like, that is really how I look at things. You know, I don't know when, you know, I'm going to get that lucky break, but all I know is I'm just going to keep showing up and keep doing what I'm planning on doing and aiming for that, you know, aiming for that chief aim until the opportunities come around. So I would say right now where I'm at, I feel like I have very little luck in my life. I feel like a lot of it's still to come, which I'm really excited for. I've just started really being prepared for it, so when it does come, I can capitalize.
Awesome, man. That's great. Yeah, it sounds like it from the door-to-door sales and all of that, that it's probably mostly hard work for you.
Yeah.
Awesome, Cam. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Thanks for sharing all the knowledge about red light. Everybody, get out there and start learning more about red light therapy. Look into the Above Club and the products that they provide. And again, don't forget to hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts and on YouTube and leave me a review. Let me know what you learned today. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on another episode. We'll see you again real soon. Awesome, dude.
Beauty.